This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This tune is called Patty Cake? Really?
It's the claps. The claps in the beginning.
Okay.
Reminiscent of the game Patty Cake by Kodak Black, talented.
Patty Cake, Baker's Man, that game?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that?
I mean, I didn't play much, but yeah. We saw it played.
I gotcha. You weren't a player, you were a watcher.
I feel like there's an innuendo there.
No. Not at all.
A subtle hint to
something. Not at all. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. Let me go through a couple of these tweets before I forget. In regard to the $6 million, what I presume is AAV difference. You've heard Jim Miller a couple of times coming back from breaks. You'll hear the full interview coming up at 3 o'clock from SiriusXM. That's what he says he was told. $6 million difference. And maybe I could have done a better job. We were just running out of time. And could have hammered down $6 million overall, $6 million AAV, which is what I took it to be. I don't think $6 million, actual $6 million is the number that he was referring to. VMAX says, 33 versus 27-ish, insurmountable by about $3 million. His agent is going to destroy his legacy and his wallet. Boy, Buddy Baker is taking a beating. I think that's also because nobody looks at Terry as a purely selfish guy. I mean, we're all selfish in some way in our own worlds, right? I mean, we all want what's best for us and our family. But people are always going to look at the agent, and it's not wrong, I don't think. But we do have to point out, just to be fair, that the agent works for the player, not the other way around. Tony Wheel says, you know whose deal probably also hurt Terry that we aren't talking about enough? T. Higgins, a young guy considered a high-level receiver who did not get 30 AAV. That's fair. But here's the thing. I think T. Higgins didn't get 30 AAV from the Bengals because Ja'Marr Chase got 40 AAV. I would guess if T. Higgins was the number one receiver on his team, he would have gotten 30 AAV. But to the point, right, I'm sure the Commanders are using that as a leverage point. Hey, he's younger and just as good, if not better. He doesn't get shut down for 4 or 5 games a year. He doesn't average 4.5 touchdowns per year for a 4-year period. Regardless, why should we pay 33 when he's making 28? So, you know, that's fair. Keith Foster says 6 AAV is huge. 6 total is nothing. Cut the crap. Meet 3.05. All right, that works. My guy Aaron Oster, who used to be a part of the staff here and still helps out Kevin. Very curious to see where this exactly is. The logical guess is Terry wants 33. Commanders are offering 27. Marshall says, I don't think it's actually insurmountable. It would be nice to have him in camp soon. Brendan Deegan said, if it's really six AAV, then yes, that's insane. Alex says, $6 million is a significant amount. If they are willing to split the difference, then fine. Yeah, I mean, listen, ideally you'd like to say if they're six AAV apart, split the difference and away we go. The problem is as we've mentioned, it's not exactly that way, right? For instance, Garrett Wilson got $90 million in total guarantees. DK Metcalf, again, we were the first to identify DK Metcalf as the contract that was the market center. That, oh no, Terry was going to be asking for it. Way back in March when nobody was thinking about this. We were. DK Metcalf got $80 million in total guarantees, $60 million in full guarantees. Again, Garrett Wilson got $90 million in total guarantees, but only $38.3 million in fully guaranteed. So DK got a lot more in full guarantees, but less in total guarantees, if that makes sense. And he's older, right, than Garrett Wilson. So some of that makes sense. So what is Terry looking for? Even if they come to an agreement on 30 AAV across the board, right? Sounds easy. But what if Terry is looking for 75 in total guarantees and let's just say, I don't know, 52 in fully guaranteed, kind of splitting maybe the difference a little bit between Garrett Wilson and DK Metcalf. And the Commanders are offering 50 in total guarantees and 30 in fully guaranteed. Well, then all of a sudden, you might have an agreement somehow on the 30 AAV, which I don't even know if you can come to that agreement before you straighten out the guarantees part. But you could have an agreement on the approximate AAV value. But then you got to make the numbers work. And more importantly, you got to make the guarantees work. Again, if Terry is asking for DK Metcalf money, we all assume it's more than 33. But what if it's 33? Says, just get me there, right? But here's the thing. You got to get me close enough to the total guarantees and close enough to the fully guaranteed to make it work. So I'm not embarrassed. So that I'm not totally underpaid compared to the market. So these are the things that we constantly have to remind ourselves of. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mark is in Largo to start off hour number two on the Team 980. What up, Mark? How are you? On line three, Max. Sorry about that. Line three. Mark, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mark?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Look, you know where I've been for the last month, and I've been saying that Adam needs to do a better job than snap. But you know what? I've kind of, ever since I saw that Terry is the top agent for Bubba Baker, I did a total change on this. And here's the reason why I did this change. Because it's obvious to me he doesn't – I think he's doing everything on black and white. And I think that this is not rocket science for a top receiver on a top team if you're an agent to handle this. If Nicole Lynn, who's been an agent for everybody up in Philadelphia, it seems like every young draft pick that's coming out now, was in charge of this, I think this thing would have been done 6 months ago. And one of these veteran agents doing it, it would be done a lot better. I just think that, yes, we do have – I get it. There are times where we have contract disputes. I get that all the time. This is a contract dispute against the number one receiver on the team. This is not that hard. I can understand if this – now, next year, here's the problem that Washington's going to have. They're going to have the same problem Cincinnati had. If you don't sign Terry now, you're going to have a Terry and Deebo situation next year, like you had a Chase and a Higgins situation in Cincinnati this year. So if I was Terry, and this is just me, maybe he needs to sever his ties with Bubba. I'm sorry. I don't think it's that hard. I really don't. I think this could have been done 6 months ago. And I think Bubba telling Adam 6 months ago, no, well, let's wait and see. Come on, Bubba. Come on, bro. Terry probably didn't want to do that. And now look at where we at. I'm not saying Adam doesn't have no responsibility for it. He does. He does. But it just seems to me like this is not that difficult. This is top receiver. What is the agent doing? And sometimes you got to look at the agent. And maybe he's in over his head. He's so used to eating steak, now he wants filet mignon money. And he doesn't know how to negotiate.
I would just say, you know, you brought up an interesting point about Nicole Lynn at the beginning of your conversation. Yeah. I think she's Jalen Hurts and Myles Garrett's agent.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't love the way Myles Garrett did things. I really didn't. But ultimately, give her credit for getting it done and getting it done early and obviously getting a record-setting contract.
Absolutely. And you look at – you have to look around if you're Terry – look, Bubba's done everything for you for two contracts. Right. You don't owe Bubba Baker anything if I'm Terry McLaurin.
It's Buddy – it's just so you know, it's Buddy Baker. Buddy Baker.
Buddy Baker, I'm sorry.
That's
all
right.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, buddy.
He's okay. Not listening. Don't worry. Hi, buddy. Get your guy's ass in camp.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. But if you look at the agents with Clutch Sports, they get ahead of this early in football. They get ahead of this. You don't have this stuff now, right now. And sometimes, if I'm Terry, look, there's nothing wrong with changing agents in midstream. There's nothing wrong with it, man. This is your livelihood. He could get a contract set up where if it's incentive-based, let's say he gets a contract for 3 years guaranteed $28 million, but the incentives take it over to $33 or $34 million. That's what an experienced agent does. Terry can meet all the incentives with no problem. And that's why I say, what is Buddy doing? You just can't beat just strictly black and white. We want $33 million, or we want to trade. Come on, bro. He doesn't want to leave here, and they don't want him to leave. Sometimes these players really need to look around the league and see the agents as doing a good job and look at your future. You're stepping up in the big time, Terry, and Buddy's not big time.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest, if I'm Frankie Lubu, I would start looking at Buddy, and maybe you go in the Clutch Sports too.
Well,
seriously,
so,
because you want to get this stuff done early.
Yeah.
You don't want this.
So what I would say is this, again, like every agent is going to tell you, no, hold out, oh, request a trade, oh, do this, hold, sit in, sit out, all that's a get, you know, you got to get what you're worth, you got to get what the market tells you, blah, 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 blah. But remember, they only care about their client, and even that is questionable at times because they hurt their client. And their reputation a lot more than they help sometimes. And B, they care about themselves. They don't care about the team.
Well,
they don't care about the fans.
Yeah.
They don't care about how the market affects everything. Again, not everybody's going to exceed every contract like we've seen with TJ Watt, exceeding Myles Garrett, so on and so forth. Not everybody's going to exceed. But every deal that comes in, every deal that gets done, which is based off of previous deals, reestablishes the tide, if you will, right? So, again, by the Commanders waiting as long as they did, and maybe that was on them, maybe that was their fault, maybe that was Terry, I don't know. But the Commanders, the market has significantly changed, meaning if this would have been done in February as a high priority item for both sides,
6 months ago, yeah.
You know, it would have avoided the DK Metcalf. It would have avoided the Garrett Wilson. It would have avoided the Jamar Chase, which, again, he's not beating Jamar Chase, nor is he asking for Jamar Chase. But because Jamar Chase got $40 million, Terry's looking around saying, wait a second, if he got 40, there's no way in hell I'm asking for only 25 or 26. So this is where an agent, an experienced agent, comes in, and this is also where I think common sense is missing. Like, I get that you want to be respected. I get that you want to be loved. So do I. I want to make what the junkies make. Guess who doesn't make what the junkies make? Guess who doesn't even come close? Me. Okay?
Totally, you probably do.
I think you are.
Stop that.
I think you are totally wrong on that. But anyway, my point being is, like, we all want what we want, but at some point, right, common sense sets in and says, you know what? I want this, but realistically, this is a really, really good number, and I am very comfortable with that, and it's like, family changing money and legacy changing money forever and ever and ever and ever. Ooh. Nobody's going to have to ever sweat a thing from my kids to their kids to their kids to their kids, right? All of that is fair. But use some common sense and say, okay, you know what? Look, I might have to take a little bit of a downgrade than what I'd ideally want. Than I ideally think I'm worth, to not turn my back on the fans, to not have the fans think I'm selfish, to have the fans continue to adore me and think that I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, and to be there for my guys and to not ruin any flow and all. And guys just don't think like that, even Terry, as it turns out.
That's true, but I just think that Buddy needs to do a better. I think that if I'm Terry, if this thing isn't done within a week, I'll say this. If this thing isn't done by the time we play Cincinnati, when Cincinnati comes to Northwest Field, that's going to be a problem. Because I'll tell you right now.
I don't think it's going to be, but I could be wrong on that.
And you might be right.
I'm thinking late August, so we'll see. I got to let you run, Mark. Right, appreciate you as always. Yeah, thank you. Let's squeeze in one more here before the timeout. Eric is in Dumfries on the Team 980. Eric, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Eric?
Man, that last phone call was epic. I really like the exchange you had with you. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, Mark's always got a lot of good opinions, and you know he's a little bit crazy like me, but that's okay.
Yeah, because you had a celebrity on earlier, have you like, what the hell is he talking about? You had Jerome on there from Martin, guy from Tampa, talking about getting rid of Adam Peters, and he better pay him by today and all that stuff. Come on, man. Come on, man. It don't work like that. Everybody's a GM with no money.
I'm coughing up half a lung while I try and take a drink. I apologize.
I hope you're all right, dude.
Yeah, I'm okay.
No, really, I really enjoyed that last exchange you guys had. That was really epic. It took words out of my mouth. I had nothing else to say other than I really enjoyed that.
I appreciate that, man. So what do you think? $6 million, we assume it's AAV. Do you think that's insurmountable, yes or no?
I think they got to find some way. If they could just some way come by like keep half.
Basically split the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm worried about is even if they come to an agreement on that, as I've said a couple of times, is does the total guarantee and does the fully guaranteed numbers, do they match up? Meaning, are they way off in those areas, even if they come to an agreement on, say, 30 or 31 or 29.5 or whatever the number is on an AAV level? Do the numbers elsewhere match up, you know? And here's
I think that's what it's coming down to.
Yeah, yeah. And because there's really three components to this, right? I mean, everybody looks at years, and yes, years are a part of it, but it's AAV, it's total guarantees, and it's fully guaranteed. Those are the three main components. I would say AAV is probably fourth amongst those line items. So we'll see. I don't know.
I just hope it gets done.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you. I'll let you run on that. I'm glad you enjoyed the call. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we get spirited, feisty calls around here. You know, sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes I'm a little bit more feisty than maybe I am today. 21 minutes after the hour, midway through hour number two, approaching midway through hour number two. We're on your radio on the Team 980 on the AM side. And great way to listen. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, let's go right back to the phones and get as many of you guys in as we can. Coming up after 2:30, I'm also going to introduce something that I wanted to talk about that happened again last night. Wonder what that could be. Let's get to Jax in Calvert County on line 3. Jax, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Russ. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
I was just wondering, I'm not making an argument, but I was just curious. I don't know if anybody has brought it up. Remember how the guy from Cincinnati, defensive end, we was willing to throw the Kansas State to get him here?
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson, right?
Right. Well, if Trey was in that same situation, would the Commanders be more willing to meet his demands? That's supposed to be reported on how much he wanted. I take your answer off the air. I just wanted to, I don't know if anybody brought that scenario up.
Wait, I just want to clarify before you go. You're saying would the Commanders be more in position to pay him? I just want to make sure I understand the question.
Yeah, they're at the standstill of what they want to pay.
Terry. Right.
According to the reports and everything.
Right.
But I was wondering, would it be more open to do that if he was, like, you know, on another team and we were trying to get him here?
Oh, I see. Okay. If Terry was playing for another team and they were trying to sign him as a free agent, basically.
Or trade
or somebody else. Gotcha.
Similar to the Trey Hendrick situation.
Gotcha. Understood now. Okay. So. All right. Good deal. I'll let you run so you can listen on the radio, but I appreciate you. Jax. All right. So here's the deal. You're always going to, I think, have to pay more to get somebody from without than within. Usually, that's the way it works from the standpoint of you usually try and get guys to sign extensions that you want to sign extensions 1 year before they get to test the market. But you're always going to pay more for a commodity in which you don't already control. Meaning Trey Hendrickson, right, the market is set at a high point of $41 million, T.J. Watt. Trey Hendrickson might be asking for 37 or 38. You can't say, go to the Bengals and say, I'd pay a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. Okay, good, check. And then, hey, Trey, let's do a new contract before you agree to this trade and before you come over here. And then offer him $28 million. Not going to work that way. You're going to have to pay him an established market or above. But they look at Terry as somebody who's under their control, and largely he is. Trey Hendrickson or somebody from the outside, it's why you always pay more money in free agency than you do, again, to retain your own. Or from within, if that makes sense. Because otherwise, like, why would Trey Hendrickson come here if the Commanders would only be willing to pay him $28 or $29 million? Might as well stay in Cincinnati. He didn't want $28 million. He wants $36 or $37 or $38 million. So any team acquiring him not only has to meet the expectations of the Bengals, but also the expectations of the player and the agent. Or you don't do that deal. With Terry, it's different because the Commanders control the market to a large degree. 1 year of contract remaining. He didn't have many choices in that. They can franchise tag him, not once, but twice. So they can pay and offer less knowing that they don't have to exceed the market like they would with Trey Hendrickson, like they would if, say, for whatever reason, Dallas were to actually make Micah Parsons available. And Micah Parsons and Dan Quinn love each other. But make no mistake about it. The Cowboys, I can't imagine, would ever trade Micah Parsons to the Commanders, number one. Number two, you would not only have to meet the Dallas asking price, say two first-round picks and maybe more, but on top of that, you'd have to pay Micah Parsons $44 million a year. Not everybody is going to exceed the market, but certain guys like Micah Parsons will, I think, or should, or probably will. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up, including Paulie on the other side. And, oh, no, it happened again. Yes, you'll find out what we mean in case you don't already know, and you should. If you've been paying attention, you know. You should know. All right, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as we opened up the show, joint practice between the New England Patriots and the Washington Commanders leading to head coach Mike Vrabel having to get a bag of ice on his right cheek because, well, he was bloodied a little bit. Apparently a scuffle between a couple of players involving rookie running back Trevion Henderson in a blitz pickup against the Commanders defense. Several players were involved. Reportedly, Von Miller may have been one of the players involved, but no confirmation on that from any source that we can see. Of course, former Commanders / Redskins offensive tackle Morgan Moses is playing in New England, so he is watching with a keen eye. Both Priest teams have the day off tomorrow. Preseason opener at Gillette, 7:30 on Friday night for the Commanders and the Patriots. Elsewhere in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers says he's willing to play in the Steelers preseason opener if the Steelers and Mike Tomlin want him in order to play. Right now, he's scheduled to play week one against his now former team, the New York Jets. From baseball, The Red Sox and Roman Anthony, the hotshot rookie who came up just a couple of months ago, finalizing an 8-year, $130 million extension. Couple of home runs, hitting 283 and slashing 283, 400, and 428 since coming up in 46 games for the surging Red Sox. An 8-year, $130 million deal expected to be finalized soon. But that's how you get it done, by the way, in case you're wondering. That's how you keep costs under control. And finally, Cade Cavalli back on a mound for the Washington Nationals tonight in the major leagues against the against the Athletics, who are no longer the Oakland Athletics, who just absolutely destroyed the Nationals once again last night. We'll have some numbers on that coming up. 6:45, the first pitch, and 6:15, the pregame coverage, 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, 22 minutes in front of the hour. As we head towards 3 o'clock, don't forget Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, former NFL quarterback, Bears analyst, but he does the entire NFL. He was here at Commanders Camp on Saturday for SiriusXM, and we caught up with him earlier this morning. Obviously been telling about one part, but there was many other interesting parts. He really thinks the secondary is going to be good and much improved, maybe the best unit on the Commanders in terms of their defense, and I largely agree. But we also talked about fixing the run defense and how that could benefit that secondary. Stay tuned for that. As well, I wanted to just spend a minute on this and throw it out. Maybe we'll get into it more as we go along. So last night, for a third time in about a week and a half or so, a sex toy was thrown onto a WNBA court. And it grazed Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever, who had, over the weekend, after the second incident, the second time said sex toy was thrown onto a WNBA court, said, hey, stop throwing, and then she used the word that they are commonly referred to as, which I'm not sure if we're allowed to say on the radio, so I'm not, but you know what we're talking about, a word that starts with a D. Stop throwing these at us. Somebody's going to get hurt, and I'm paraphrasing. So last night, somebody threw it at her, and it just grazed her foot, her ankle, whatever. And I watched the reaction on social media last night, and I was constantly reminded of what kind of horrible society we've become. Just an absolute bunch of hooligans. Now listen, I get it, right? Talking about sex, talking about sex toys is funny. Grow the up. Just please grow up. You're supposed to be an adult. You're supposed to, I don't know, have some morals, have some values, have some maturity, have some responsibility, have some discretion. I get you're trying to be cute and appeal to Barstool Sports, which is the, I don't want to say it's the ultimate scum of the earth organization and group, but let's be honest. That bar ain't very high, people. With all due respect. With all due respect. That bar ain't very high over there. And then there's other outlets like, I think it's Complex Sports and this and that and, you know, Haterade and all these things that I see that pop up that people send me. Listen, I get everybody wants to be viral. I get everybody wants to be cool. I get everybody wants to go, I'm going to throw a sex toy. You know what sex toy we're talking about. At a bunch of women that have some, many, let's just call it, some, many, whatever, might have different sexual orientation and different proclivities, okay, than is traditional. I get it. You want to be a little boy. You want to be romper room. I get it. You want to be a little immature bastard. Oh, I might get a viral moment. I hope your ass gets arrested. I hope they find out who's throwing these things. And I hope your ass gets thrown in jail. Because A, it's insulting and demeaning. B, I don't know, you could legitimately hurt somebody. Try throwing one of those things from, I don't know, the upper level or the mid-level of an arena and throwing it hard enough so that you know it's going to get on the court. And what if it hits somebody in the eye at full speed? What if it hits, I don't know, somebody somewhere else? And legitimately an injury happens. But specifically, what happens if it busts up somebody's nose or hits somebody in the eye and their vision is never the same? How cool are you then, tough guy? How cool are you? How badass are you then, meathead? Can we please act like a civilized society? Is it too much to ask for people not to be complete nitwits, complete dumbasses, complete idiots. And oh, by the way, and listen, I leave the WNBA talk for others unless there's something relevant, i.e. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, i.e. sex toys thrown on a WNBA court for no reason. I'm not breaking down the Mystics trade. That's not my thing. Okay? I acknowledged it. I reported it. I mentioned it. That's it. Okay? I'm not doing that. It's not my show. But this is a issue that is polarizing, that is controversial in nature, that everybody is talking about, everybody is buzzing, everybody is trying to check out the video, everybody is either laughing or horrified and disgusted by. And count me into the horrified, disgusted by category. Not because I'm some champion of the WNBA, but because we're not supposed to treat human beings like they're peasants. Like they're people that don't matter. Like they're red, like their blood isn't red. No matter what identity or sexual orientation or whatever they are or have, grow the bleep up. And I hope your asses, your dumbasses, get thrown in jail. And if anybody out there thinks about doing that at the next Mystics game, I don't know when they're home next. I think they're on the road on Friday. If anybody out there thinks, that's listening to this and thinks it's a funny idea, it's not funny. It's stupid. It's insulting. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And it shows what kind of scumbag you are. I'll just leave it like that. You want to comment on it? Go right ahead. Let's go out to Paulie and get him aboard here on the Team 980. Line 5, Paulie, how are you?
How are you, man? Hail to the W. Are you all right? I mean, you seem real perturbed by it. Did this happen at a Mystic game or something?
No, not to my knowledge. It happened at an Indiana Fever game last night. Third time.
All right. Okay, so they need to be talking about that, not you.
Paul,
you're not making no money. No, hear me. You're not moving the needle, or you're not changing nobody's thought. You're not doing it. Unless it happened at a Mystic game, I can see you addressing that.
It was
that.
The front. It was a headline story on the front page of ESPN today.
Okay, that's ESPN, man. They're trying to sell clicks.
I talk about what is locally and nationally
ESPN
relevant.
Trying to sell clicks anyway. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it ain't worth for you blowing a gasket over. Really not. You know what I mean? Really, all you're doing is giving it more attention. They want to take away from the people who's doing that. Don't give them the attention to talk about it.
Well, take care of the problem. That's one way of handling it, but I work in a medium that requires my opinions and my thoughts.
I can understand if it was Indiana or any states close by or the opposing team. No, I can understand that. But anyways, I ain't gonna get into with that. But listen, man, this is what's peeing me off about this whole Terry situation. And all I'm hearing is Terry need to do this. Terry need to do that. Terry's agent need to do this. Terry's agent need to do that. No, the team needs to be held just as accountable too. Because if y'all want Terry to come down, settle down on his number, the team has to settle up on a number too. They can't just be stuck at a number and just, you know, let Terry take all his heat, which is starting to happen right now. Like, we have to open our minds up and realize, it takes two people to negotiate, all right? Not just one. We can't just say, well, Terry don't need to be asking for this, and Terry don't need to ask for that. I've heard the same thing. You started to show off with that $6 million. I've heard the same thing over the past week or so, too, all right? So I'm not going to discredit nothing you're saying or whatever because, you know, you are professional. You do hear things, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, I should point out that was Jim Miller that said that. I mean, I believe that to be accurate, but that was Jim Miller that said that.
So, Let's say that is accurate. So we're talking about $6 million. So both parties should be okay with Terry should be okay with settling down to three, and the Commanders should be okay with settling up to three. But my whole point of it all is like let's stop putting this like this is a Terry situation. This is a organization situation or two. They got to be willing to move up on their numbers. And me personally, I don't have that feeling like the organization is trying to negotiate up at all. It seems like they're stuck at a number, and they're going to play this number out as long as they can play that number out. So that's my thing. Now, you know, I might be wrong, but I'm probably not. Hail to the W, that's why I love you, man.
Thanks, Paulie. I love you, too. Now, I'm going to let you go. But Paulie is trying to sit. I don't care what he said about McLaurin. We talk about McLaurin all the time. I love Paulie. But Paulie trying to tell me that I shouldn't be talking about sex toys being thrown at WNBA players over and over and over and over again. That has nothing to do, unless it has a it happens at a Mystics game, that I'm just giving it life. No. All the players were asked about it. All the coaches were asked about it. It was very clear to see video. It's happened multiple times. It happened multiple times last night in different venues. They just didn't all get onto the court. This is now officially a problem. I don't know how the WNBA and how these building securities. I want to come back and touch on that part of it. We might have to do that after Jim Miller, who we're going to play the entire interview, again, not just on Terry McLaurin, but on the Commanders' revamped secondary, run defense, Jaden Daniels, Terry, the Falcons, the Bears, and Micah Parsons. All coming up, Jim Miller, SiriusXM NFL Radio, on the other side. Stay with us on the Team 980, on your radio. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in right here, Rooster on the Radio. Stick along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.